The date, as we come to the top of the hour, October 17th, 2006, a day of infamy, the public signing of the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which suspended habeas corpus, allowing the president to declare you an enemy combatant. And that's the first one. The second act, and it was signed in private in the Oval Office and a ceremony. The president signed into law the John Warner National Defense Authority Act, Authorization Act of 2007, which essentially eliminates the protections of posse comitatus, meaning troops on the ground, military action, interaction with police in your local area, and of course habeas corpus, wanting to know in Latin, you have the body or where is the proof, the legal story that should protect us all. Final comment, Gary in California, if you're with us, and then to Chance.
Yes, I mean, tearing apart the constitutional, the Constitution, you know, and depriving us of our rights is only done because they came through and they put some amendments in that were never ratified. And like I was just stating, one of them was where they took away the right of our local legislatures here.
Yes, we've got that. Yeah, that's right.
So, and see, now if we had a proper representation of senators, you know, and he wanted to do this, I call up my local assemblyman and I say, wait a minute, what's this clown has no right taking away my right to habeas corpus. He would go directly to the senator and say, you know what, do you like where you sit at? I would suggest you get with this clown sitting in the White House here and deal with him immediately, and this has got to go before the Senate right now, and maybe he needs to be impeached. We can't
right.
do that. We can't
that,
do that now because we don't have a right to
it
approach the senator.
Evolved in a different direction. We've just got about a minute left. Chance, you're going to change it, aren't you? You've got youth on your side.
Yes, definitely. We're going to do everything that we can to get everything going on. And just to, you know, with everything that you just barely said, Barbara, that, you know, those are some pretty powerful statements, but every word of it's true. People have yawned for too long, and it's time for everybody to wake up. And I see everything going in a positive direction. We have a lot of people that are getting involved that weren't involved before. And all we can do is pray to God that he'll foresee us and see that everything is going on in the right direction, that we can help this country in the best way possible to restore liberty to our land.
This great country and a focus on liberty, and essential that we return to the attitude and the idea of Patrick Henry when he said, is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chaos and chains and slavery? Not so. He says, I know what course that he doesn't know. He says, I do not know what course others may take as I remember this, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. And it's all about liberty, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It's all about the liberty to choose, to think, to worship, to be. Liberty within the framework of treating one's neighbors with honor and respect. We got to do it worldwide. So it's a pleasure to have you on. Good luck. And keep me posted of what you're doing with rallies and End the Fed and all those things, along with being a student. Okay, you're a busy boy, aren't you? Young man.
yes, I'm pretty busy at this point. But yeah, you know, we got to, each of us individually have got to do everything that we possibly can to keep everything up at the moment. And thanks a ton for having me on today, Barbara. It's always a pleasure. And you have a great one. Keep me updated as well. And I'll keep
Thank
you updated
you
with
much.
Everything that's going on here.
Good afternoon to you.
Have a great one.
All right. We're going to shift focus here a bit. And we'll have another guest coming right up. Thank you so much.
Yeah. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. So good afternoon to all of you out there, and we're going to talk a little bit about the progress of freedom of speech and the capability to speak freely across this land, not concerned about offending someone in our speech, that we would like to be always polite and maybe have different points of view. A healthy dialogue and dissent is a very, very healthy thing. Someone learns something. Maybe you have greater appreciation for the party who has a particular opinion, or maybe you determine maybe you're going to move on and not discuss things with this person anymore, and he's heated about his ideas and experiences, but he has a right to say that. And so you can go find your venue elsewhere. Freedom of speech in America. Very, very valuable. Is it at risk as we speak? Pastor Ted Pike, how are you today?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me again, Barbara Jean.
Well, there's something percolating in the Congress that you're very much involved with. Folks across this nation are involved with, and I do believe you have delayed its action.
Well, we certainly, orchestrating with many Americans over the past 12 years, have actually helped defeat the federal hate crimes bill five times. And now, of course, it is moving forward with probably the greatest chance of passage it has ever had, because it has the invitation of the President of the United States, as well as a majority of members of Congress, including a smaller majority in the Senate, but nevertheless a significant majority there. And last Friday, I sent out an emergency alert warning people that the Washington Blade newspaper, which is an online homosexual a source of information, was saying that a high aide in Senator Reid's office and the Human Rights Commission, which is on the inner circle of hate crime strategy in the Democratic Party, were saying that sometime about mid this week, the federal hate crimes bill would be attached as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Bill, which has been is in the middle of controversy right now. So I sent out an alert saying we could probably see some action as early as Monday, and that's exactly what happened yesterday, early afternoon, Eastern Daylight Time. Senator Patrick Leahy took the floor and very dramatically and powerfully argued for the passage of the federal hate crimes bill, using the same old rhetoric that we have an epidemic of hate in America, and this kind of language that this hate is tearing apart whole communities, and we just cannot deal with this crisis on the local level. We need the federal government to come in and basically take over states' rights and law enforcement anytime it wants to come down to the local level. And, of course, that is the very definition of a police state, when you have a seamless chain of command between the federal and local policing powers.
And he's advocating that.
Yes, he is. Now, he did not. There was not a vote yesterday. This was a pep talk, a beginning sally for the pro-hate bill forces. He will be introducing the amendment. Senator Kennedy, I talked to his staff last week, and they're kind of irritated with the rest of the Democrats, because Senator Kennedy wants to move it through forward as a standalone bill. But about the only way they could do that would be to have the force and the luster of a Kennedy personality and name going out, as he has in the past, leading the charge. The Leahy and Reid, they don't want to go that route, because it would mean a markup hearing in the Senate Judiciary Committee with the TV cameras and controversy and possible bungling, like Attorney General Holder did a few weeks back. And it would also mean a Rules Committee hearing, and a lot of things could go wrong. So they are going the amendment route, which allows them to completely circumvent either a markup hearing or the Committee hearing, and take it directly to the floor of the Senate for brief debate, probably, perhaps an invitation briefly for amendments, but certainly moving it through very directly toward a floor vote.
And there's no one standing up, say, what would happen if someone like Senator Hatch got his little minutes on the floor and spoke against this and tried to rally, news media or whatever. Could that occur by an individual senator?
Well, 2 years ago, the hate bill did go through the Senate as an amendment. And interestingly, Senator Reid did propose to the Republicans. He said, "Do you have any amendments?" And they sat there like birds in the wilderness and didn't have any amendments whatever, this dangerous hate crimes bill. And only Orrin Hatch of Utah, you should be proud of him.
I have a hard time.
Sometimes. Well, on the hate bill issue, he goes out there and he fights for us repeatedly. At one time, about 8 years ago, he went over and he joined the hate bill forces. Then he repented of it, came back, and has become the strongest the antagonist to the hate bill, and has repeatedly, in the Senate Judiciary and on the floor of the Senate, has spoken out more powerfully than anybody in the Senate. And yes, if it goes for a four-vote amendment vote, which evidently might not occur tomorrow. They were scheduling amendments for tomorrow, but this F-22 Raptor controversy on the defense bill is not going to be voted on today. So we got it. Looks like we have, may have another day of grace to keep those calls going in there. But yes, you can count on Senator Hatch to speak out boldly. And of course, he's it's vain in trying to appeal to the Democrat bloc, but. Nevertheless, I am confident and hopeful that a number of Republicans will speak out. We certainly have been giving them plenty of advance warning and encouraging them to do what their House counterparts did about 10 weeks ago in the House Judiciary.
In overall assessment and all of your diligent work, and certainly a lot of people listening to your plea and responding with calls, do you feel like they are going to get this done this time?
Well, here's the situation. What I've found repeatedly over the years is that, you see, I have to start sounding the alarm about the hate bill threat literally when it first comes in the first week in January. And what is that, 5-6 months ago?
And time goes fast.
Yeah, people get weary. They respond, and they respond especially to emergencies and in times of crisis, but they get more and more and more weary. In fact, 2 years ago, by the time the hate bill finally came to a vote in the Senate, there was hardly a person in the country who would even call in there at the moment of the very greatest emergency. People are just weary of calling, and that's where we are right now. I'll tell you very frankly that I called a number of Republican senators this morning. Their offices said basically that the calling is light against the hate bill and heavy in favor of the hate bill. And the homosexuals are now rallying in a huge rush. The Human Rights Campaign, go to their website, they've got a red light flashing there, encouraging every homosexual in America to call in. Call in, not email in, but call in favor of the hate bill. And all of the offices, both Democrats and Republicans, are now being flooded by homosexual calls at this last minute, giving the impression of massive support for the hate bill. Now that's the reality, and in fact, I did call Senator Hatch's office, and I asked her how many total calls came in, and she said 30 by early afternoon today, Eastern time, and she said that most of them, the majority of them, were pro-homosexual, the pro the hate bill. Now what that means is there's only maybe 10 or 12 calls. Out of the entire United States of America came in the very eve of possible hate bill passage. Only 12 calls had come in by early afternoon to Senator Hatch's office. And her number was higher than other offices. Other offices were saying there were only a few coming in, a very, very meager amount, with the homosexuals dominating. Now, I sent out an e-alert about an hour ago, which was just posted on Rents and posted at truthtellers.org, which is my website. I think we ought to feel ashamed of ourselves, considering the magnitude of the consequences if our free speech is taken away by this hate bill. If people feel weary about lifting their forearm and picking up a little piece of plastic called a telephone and dialing a toll-free number, let me tell you, folks, you don't know what weariness is all about. How about the weariness of what Solzhenitsyn went through for years in an icy a gulag, half starved to death, night and day in the cold, without clothing, without medical attention, in jeopardy of your life, and many millions perished in those gulags. That is what we are facing here in this republic. If this federal hate bill is passed, it means it will be like a domino, a string of dominoes. Next will come the end of the Employment Non-Discrimination, then the Cyberbullying Act, then the Department of Peace Act, on and on and on. It'll start a dam breaking of liberal, homosexual, one world legislation, anti-Christian legislation that's going to go rushing through. And yet today we have the tiniest, most infinitesimal percentage of literally the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that I have talked to even this week on talk radio, tiniest percentage of people seem to be capable of any vision and any action.
There comes the roll of the drums. It's time to be on the front line. Ladies and gentlemen of America,
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Your news today, Pastor Pike, is not good news. I'm wondering about other religious organizations or maybe folks over the internet. Have they already said, oh, this is going to pass, and they're not encouraging folks? That's one question. The other question is, I'm startled and surprised that we've come to this point. I thought America, who still might value the Judeo-Christian worldview upon which maybe much of the founding of this nation rested, that there was indeed a God that existed, and that man and woman had sort of a moral obligation to him and his love and maybe oversight, we'll call it, that maybe we would be watched over as a nation if we chose to do good. Also, we should remember that the beginning and in the early stages and the writings of the First International or of communism, first part of the last century, their goal was to change the world. And they used liberally the term of New World Order. That was part of their mantra, part of what they spoke of, and the goal toward world communism. Are we there where traditional ideas of combativeness. Hey, that belongs in Afghanistan, but there is a slow and individual and cultural takeover that can occur with just persistence and times and usurpation of values coming from college, from university, from legislatures, and from Congress, and from the television. Is that where we are today?
Yeah, I'm afraid. The Bible does say that in the last days there'll be a great falling away, and I believe we're in the midst of that. Research, like Barna research, is showing that within churches, evangelical Protestant churches in particular, there's a huge attrition rate, as something up to 86% of young people are now leaving the churches because they don't see the kind of courage and conviction and principles and so on there. Even if the world has, they go into medicine, they go into the military because there's discipline, there's courage and hard work and challenge and so on. And we're losing the present generation, and the apathy is palpable out there. In fact, the American Family Association did a recent poll, and they found out that about three-quarters of their right-wing conservative constituency believed there was nothing we could do about the hate bill. And I think that the figures are now quite a bit higher than that. But a tremendous blow was dealt to the momentum of our movement of opposing the hate bill just last Thursday when Dr. James Dobson and his right-hand man, Tom Minery, along with the head of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins, went on the airwaves last Thursday during Dobson's Focus on the Family broadcast and announced to millions and millions of evangelicals that it was useless to even oppose the hate bill anymore. They said flat out, Minery said flat out, and Dobson and Perkins agreed with him that the cause is completely lost. They said we're just going to have to hunker down and accept that we're in a left-wing swing, a pendulum of history, and all we can do is pray, and then eventually it'll drift back over to the right. Well, I'm not sure it will. I think it might stay over at the radical left, and that's called communism and New World Order oppression. And anyway, this message that went out of defeat, despair, hopelessness, killed our movement to millions of people, who some of whom might have been calling in this week. In fact, last Wednesday, when I heard about this broadcast, someone told me that the PR for the broadcast was that Dobson and Perkins and Wildman and the New Right leaders were all marshaling for a big phoning campaign to begin toward the end of the week. And I had just called Congress, and the numbers were getting pretty low as far as calls coming in to the Senate, and my heart lifted. I thought, well, thank God, we're at last getting some reinforcement, because most of the work has been done of lobbying against the hate bill by my followers from Alternative Talk Radio. And then I listened to that broadcast at midday Thursday, and my heart sunk. I could not believe how these men were denying the power of Almighty God to intervene if the people not only humble themselves and believe in his power, but take action, uniting faith with works. And meanwhile, they have done nothing. They've had a petition. Both those organizations have had a petition up there. But here we are, 24 hours away from possible hate bill passage, and Dobson and FRC are out there gathering electronic petition, which is very valuable for their own financial benefit as they trade and buy and sell trade lists, but they have no toll-free numbers. They have not even any exhortation on their websites this morning, even to call into the Senate. Go over to the homosexual website, HR's, the Human Rights Campaign. They've got flashing red lights there on their website, demanding every homosexual in America get on the phone and make sure they get this hate bill through. So there is a tremendous collapse of credible leadership in the religious right, the inheritors of the Reagan Revolution. Now we are seeing decadence taking over, largely in their constituency, but also at the head of these organizations.
We'll go to break right here, ladies and gentlemen. Stand tall. This is the hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
You are listening to Pastor Pike on RBN. Oh, we thank you so much. I'm going to ask a question of you, and I would also let the listeners know we have Rita in Texas as a caller, and we shall bring her on shortly here. The question I have is, if I were to ask you to read from the Holy Bible the scripture that says, maybe in so many words, that the lifestyle the folks that are calling into our Congress is not considered such a good idea in the Bible, and I asked you to read that on the show, on the air, across the nation, if in fact the law before the Senate, which is not being handled properly in their procedure to have it come to the floor for a standalone debate, but rather an add-on to other unrelated legislation, which I think is an abominable way to go with any legislation. If I were to ask you to do so, after that act is passed, could we be in trouble?
Absolutely. You see, the federal hate bill is built on the foundation of the 1968 federal hate crimes law which was passed immediately after the assassination of Martin Luther King. What Title 18, Section 2A says is that if anybody's speech in any way induces or incites another person to commit a violent hate crime, then that original speaker will be indicted as a principal right along with the active offender. Now, if I were on the radio as a evangelist and I was preaching from the book of Leviticus to the book of Romans, and I emphatically said that homosexuality was an abomination and that God killed perhaps hundreds or thousands of homosexuals in the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and some fanatic or skinhead heard that speech, even if he were thousands of miles away across the country, and then he went out and attacked a homosexual, and then said, "Well, I was the bias motivation that I heard from Pastor so and so inclined me to believe that I was doing the will of God." Then that pastor would get a knock on the door. The FBI, the federal agents, would be there taking him off to an arraignment, to possible prosecution and imprisonment with 10 years in federal penitentiary as a result of his so-called hate speech on the radio.
Rita in Texas, you're on with the pastor, and welcome.
Hello. Reverend Pike, I wanted to comment that I really do appreciate you sounding the alarm, but I'm not very optimistic about what's going to happen as far as Congress or even what's going on in the United States. I'm not a Protestant. I'm a traditional Catholic. And what you're telling is the truth. What I'm seeing also is this is religious persecution. There's a lot of literature within the traditional Catholic circles. Like, for example, there's a four-volume book called The Sunday Sermons of the Church Fathers. St. Chrysostomus is one of the writers in there. And he reveals the wickedness of the Jews there. The Bible, reveals how Jesus spoke of the Jews as being the synagogues of Satan. And so what I see is not just, not just speech, but also publications being outlawed. This is just like Nazi Germany. I mean, I don't know how accurate the information is that comes out of Germany with regards to Hitler. There's a lot of controversy that I'm even doing in trying to research that. But Kristallnacht is supposed to have been used as a means to try and indict the Nazi government for burning, all books, concerning, the Jews. This is a Kristallnacht, and unless the people revolt, unless they actually get and exercise that Second Amendment and do away with this government, we are really going the way of Nazi Germany. That system was never elected out of office. It was blown out of office.
Rita, have you called in to the Senate this week protesting the hate bill?
Not this week. I've been doing my own. I've done it in the past.
Okay. Now, Rita, I heard you on, I believe it was Rick Adams' program a couple of weeks ago, and you were saying the same things, and we said, Rita, you must call the Senate. And you kind of hemmed and hawed around there, and here 2 weeks have passed. You've been doing your own things like millions of other Christian conservative people, and you are not among those 14 or 15 people who even called in here today on the eve of hate bill passage. Now, what in the world is keeping you from putting your hand out, picking up that telephone, and talking as clearly and logically to members of the Senate as you are talking to us today?
The number is 877-851-6437, a toll-free number, 1-877-851-6437. Would that everyone within listening audience range here on RBN and beyond. Call the United States Senate, 877-851-6437. So urgent that that occurs. Hear your voice say those words, and you shall ever be proud that you have made that effort, even though the outcome may be as dismal as we are contemplating it to be. We can all fight. We can all pray. This is an attack on talk radio. If you listen to talk radio, we will format it quite differently, I guess, if we wish to survive. When Pastor Pike, you gave this plea for people to call, and maybe they don't think it's as urgent, or do they not hear what is being spoken? Do they not believe in any truth as an absolute any further? You mentioned that there are very big and large protections for pedophilia in the House bill that was passed. Are those issues removed from the Senate particular bill?
Well, the basic claims and ambitions of this bill are horrendous. There are a number of issues. The pedophile protecting aspect, the fact that it destroys the First Amendment free speech, it destroys the 10th Amendment states' rights protections from the federal government, destroys the 14th Amendment, which forbids the government to exalt one group above another. It's all horrendous. Now, I hear people constantly saying we need some kind of a big revolution. Okay, let me just ask you this question. There's a lot of big talk about out there from callers saying, well, we need to overthrow the government, we need to march on Washington and bring our handguns and our rifles, and we're going to establish a new republic built on the Constitution and so on. Well, let me tell you, if you can't even get more than 14 calls at most into the Senate today, on the eve of passage, do you really think that a mass movement of patriots are going to go out there and risk their life and limb, risk being blown to pieces and maimed for life, not to mention imprisoned for life and even killed? No. This is all an illusion that we have this big potential revolt here. Let me tell you, even if you did get a revolt happening, unless we got things very, very clear about the biggest problem, which is Jewish supremacism invading all of these groups, invading and infiltrating and destroying organizations in the Christian conservative right, the Jews immediately, these supremacist Jews would immediately be infiltrating all of the ranks of this so-called the conservative constitutional rebellion. We'd be right back with where we are right now, with moles and insiders taking control over it. No, the thing we've got to do right now is, you know, when the Hebrews were at the Red Sea and Pharaoh was bearing down on them with all of his forces, God asked Moses, he says, what's that in your hand? And he said, well, it's just a stick, it's a staff. And he said, well, smite the sea with that staff. He asked the same question to us today. What do you have there in your hand? Well, maybe you're a caller, you're about to call in, you've got a telephone in your hand. Well, take that telephone and smite the forces of darkness in the U.S. Senate today. You still have some time there before it closes, and it looks like we may have a full day of calling available tomorrow to us. Let's get over all this big talk and fascination with conspiracy theories and research and talk and listening about these issues. Let's take action. You see, what we are is a nation, especially the Christian conservative and the far right, we're a vast multitude of sidewalk superintendents. A sidewalk superintendent is somebody who looks on a construction project or even a demolition project is what we're looking on right now. And we have lots of opinions that we gather on the sidewalk and lean on the handrails and make all kinds of speculations and studies and so on. But we are not influencing the construction or the demolition project. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to take action and set the example. And I've talked to millions of people over the last week. I was on with Alex Jones Last week, he claims 1.5 million. 1.5 million people heard me with the same message, and even 10,000 came in one day to watch my video on Eric Holder's bungled testimony. And
why don't you share with the audience what the Attorney General of the United States indicated who would be protected and who would not be protected in this very bill? Why don't you run that by this audience, and then we'll go to Tony in Florida. We thank you for calling. We'll bring you on shortly.
Yes. 2 weeks ago in the Senate Judiciary, we finally pried out one hearing of a little more than 2 hours from Senator Patrick Leahy. He didn't want to do it, but we kept putting pressure. The people did, and finally he relented and gave us a kind of a kangaroo hearing for 2 hours, which barely discussed the issues. But his primary big gun there was Attorney General Eric Holder. And Holder made a royal hash of things. He said very boldly that, no, this bill will not protect all Americans. It won't even protect the majority of Americans. This bill is not about equality before the law. It's basically about exalting a small minority of Americans who are members of historically persecuted groups, you know, Jews, homosexuals, blacks, even Latinos and women and so on. They will find protection. But he said, no, soldiers won't receive protection. The policemen won't receive protection under federal hate crimes law. Nor will pastors receive protection. Only this small group of victims of Christian white heterosexual civilization. He also said that he could find no example, cross-examined repeatedly, he could find no example where the federal government is not enforcing the law against violent hate crimes in the state. And, of course, that's the big argument of ADL and the homosexual lobby, that the states can't or won't enforce the law, and therefore we need massive federal intervention. Well, I put his comments, his bungled comments, in a 10-minute video, which is available now at truthtellers.org. As I mentioned, close to 25,000 people have now watched that video, and you should go there. It's right on the homepage. Click it on, and you'll hear our Attorney General basically saying that this hate bill is discriminatory. It is an apartheid type of legislation meant to make third-class citizens out of the rest of us while exalting to federal preference and importance a small minority. And one of the things that I'd like people to mention, if they can, when they call into the Senate right after this program and tomorrow, here's the statement that I'd like them to you can get this at Truth Tellers right on the homepage up in the upper right under the emergency alerts, but I'll read it to you. If you want to go to truthtellers.org, you can read the actual text. Here's a message I'd like you to give the staffers at Senate offices. Attorney General Holder says the federal hate bill will not protect members of America's military, yet Democrats are attaching it as an amendment to the arms bill this week. This is dishonest. The hate bill has nothing to do with the military. Now, the Democrats are able to push through these amendments on totally unrelated bills if they can do it under the radar, if they can do it quietly, or if they can rationalize some kind of a thin thread of relevance and similarity between the host bill and the attached bill. In fact, 2 years ago, Senator Kennedy and Senator Smith argued very powerfully for the hate bill amendment, saying, well, America's military have been the victim of hate crimes, especially since Vietnam, and attacked for bias motivation because they're wearing the American uniform and so on. But here's Attorney General Holder now, 2 weeks ago, saying, no, the federal hate bill will not protect soldiers. It will in no way protect soldiers. And yet, here are the Democrats audaciously trying to attach a pro-homosexual hate bill, a discriminatory hate bill, which doesn't protect soldiers, onto a massive arms bill whose whole purpose is to protect soldiers. So here we have...
We have some callers here. We better try to work in, and that's incredible. We have Tony in Florida. Good afternoon. And then we'll go to Richard in Alabama. Tony, you're on.
Okay, Reverend Pike, this 1965 federal hate crime legislation you're talking about.
In 1968?
I never even knew that ever existed. Okay, does that legislation include the current bill, you know, that's...
It is the current bill. It is the foundation for the current bill. The current bill is a series of amendments to expand federal power according to that Title 18, Section 2A.
And yet,
here are
the Democrats audaciously trying to...
Hello? Are you with me, Pastor Pike?
Yes, I'm with you.
Tony, is he still there? I can hardly hear him. Okay, we'll go to Richard in Alabama.
Hi, this is Richard in Alabama. Hey, I called two of my senators here in Alabama, and I called Nancy Pelosi and Answering Machine, Alan Spector, Warren Hatch.
Okay, if you'll just hold, we'll go to a brief break here. We'll be right back, and we'll pick up with Richard in Alabama.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
A difference on this very important day, and every day is an important day, and this is a great country worth working on and improving and stopping some of the adventure toward socialism, fascism, communism, that road that we're traveling this very day. The number 877-851-6437 and the freedom of speech, something to protect. Richard in Alabama, you were saying you had made your calls and further comment for Pastor Pike. So you're on, Richard.
Yes, ma'am. I was just contacted four senators' offices, mainly the ones here in Alabama, but Nancy Pelosi's office in California also. But one of the things I wanted to ask is how do we get the churches active, either via the internet or through telephoning, like Reverend Ted Pike has been trying to encourage us listeners to do.
Let me tell you, we do a lot better job if Dr. James Dobson was not sending out the message as he did last week that the hate bill battle is all lost. There's nothing we can do about it. He killed the hate bill momentum for us, just as he did saying the same thing 2 years ago, and the hate bill was killed, and he doesn't seem to have learned a thing about God's power to save those who come in faith and in action toward him. One of the greatest realities of this hate bill is it's directed against Christians. It's directed against pastors. It's directed against Christian values in favor of pro-pedophile, pro-homosexual values. If those kinds of issues do not get a rise, do not get concern out of our decadent churches today, I guess I can't answer your question.
It's incredible, isn't it? It's almost as if there's a diffusion of power purposely.
Well, I hope that more Christians get out there and start praying, because it seems like if there's power in the prayer, then that's the way this is going to be defeated.
Well, the book of James says we must unite our prayer or our faith with action. Faith without works is dead. And Dr. Dobson was saying we need to pray more, but he was not telling people what they could do. He was not giving them even the phone numbers or even the encouragement to call in this decisive time. So the perfect Christian is one who looks vertically up to God in faith and for direction, and also looks horizontally out, saying, what can I put my hand to do for the kingdom of heaven?
Yesterday on the program, we used a quote from some of the work of a fellow host here, Greg Evanson, who is also on RBN, and it is applicable today in many people's minds. Only a rescue on the level of angel warriors can escort us out of this mess.
Yes.
So it is a day for a reflection among the so-called Christian America that once was. We've fallen down a bit, Pastor.
Well, we still have at least another day now. Evidently, the F-22 vote is not going to take place today, and or even perhaps tomorrow. So it looks like we may have another day to redeem ourselves and our reputation with God and men, and get those calls going in there. We still have a chance to now overwhelm the homosexual lobby that is blitzing Congress.
Today on Born on the 4th of July, take action. 877-851-6437. Call your congressman. We'll be back tomorrow. You've been listening to RBN, and thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
With recent internet.